This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate all the time you do spend with us. So, Hillary, what's her name? Hillary. She's going to kill me. Kimberly Moran's going to show me how to break. I don't blame her. I'd kill me, too. But I'm so excited about today because there's so much stuff going on, right? I mean, we're still blaming, even with all the indictments, we're still saying, you know, President Trump's got something to do, or actually, Pelosi is, saying that President Trump still has something to do with the there's still a collusion in there with Russia, and the FBI has to stay on it until they find it or make it up. One of the two. I don't know. Now, you think, you know, in light of the shooting that just took place, you really think the FBI, we can trust them to find or not find something? By the way, I thought while we're at it, I'd get a little patriotic for you tonight. For some of you who may have missed it, you know, the NBA friendly game the other night. So I thought, maybe you'd enjoy a little national anthem, courtesy of the NBA. You know, the guy, they love this country, you know, right?
Oh, say, can you see?
Wait a minute, that can't be right. This sounds like a jazz bar in the 70s tune, doesn't it? You wouldn't know. You were a kid in the 70s. You weren't even out of elementary school. This is sick.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight.
Even the NBA player who can't, you know, don't want to stand for this or anything, they're having a hard time keeping a straight face. I would have been rolling on the floor. The cameras would no longer have been on her. I can't tell whether she's having sex with the microphone or singing the anthem.
Whose rights rise and bright stars.
She's trying to turn this into like a Frank Sinatra, a Barbara Streisand duet type of thing, right? It's what?
It's like Oh,
perilous fight for the rearmost we watched were so gallantly streaming in the rocket's regulate.
Oh, there you go. Like, I know it's a hard song to sing. Every singer says it's a, you know, it's a tough song to sing. Really, was it made And she said, I don't know this woman. I know nothing about her, okay? And, yes, she's taken a beating on Facebook, wherever, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. And she says, and again, I don't know anything about her. I'm going to take her at her word, right? That she loves this country. She just wanted to do something a little different. She really didn't mean it. It didn't really come across the way she thought it would. Well, let me explain something to you. The national anthem is not a sex-em-up jazz song, okay? You sing it in a patriotic way. Stop fighting. Look at some of you may not agree with me, but one of the best renditions I've heard of the national anthem is the one that Whitney Houston did. All right? And that always almost brings a tear to my eye every time I hear it. Not because she does a little, you know, jazzy stuff in it once in a while, but the song is sung straight. It's got heart. You can tell she's into it. It's not just something she's being paid for. Okay, yes, I know. I knew somebody was going to bring it up. The worst one was Rosie O'Donnell. anyway, no. Who was it? Roseanne Barr. She was the worst one. Oh, sweet Jesus. Anyway, hey, let's just finish it up for a second. Come on. If I had to suffer through it twice today, you do at least once. Did somebody just step on her foot? Okay, I'll stop. It's just, you look at these things and you go, can't you just sing this song? And then, to add insult to injury. Any of you guys catch the halftime show? I mean, I'm told, and I don't know enough to know. I'm told this is like a family-friendly thing, right? Am I wrong? I mean, I'm told that this is a family event, family affair, that kind of stuff. And I'm watching this halftime piece. Yeah, you know, somebody would have to make me barf and put up the Roseanne Barr thing. You think that's funny, do you? So, do I have it up there? I do. Oh, God, this could be scary. Let's see if I can play that. If you're watching, by any chance of the imagination, This is perfect. This is wonderful. Check it out. This girl gets out. Now, first of all, I thought the NBA was supposed to be family friendly. This last I checked, it was supposed to be family friendly, right? This woman gets out in halftime, and she starts having sex with the truck. I'm telling you. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly Marin joins us after the break. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Oh, what a perfect song to come back in on this segment. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, so, you know, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can give me your email address, you can buy my book, you can do all kinds of stuff, but I want to get back to this. You know, this NBA... family-friendly event that we're all supposed to be part of. And I get the biggest kick out of these things. Because I don't know how anybody says this with a straight face. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. I don't know how you guys do this. And I look at the, I got to put up the video in a second, if I can get to it. I hate this.
Oh, my God.
Are you? that's Kimberly in the background having a massive heart attack.
This video.
Are you just seeing it?
Oh, my God.
Well, I may not win this battle. But I'm going to try though, because I've got the ability to pull the video up on our screen. When I get to it eventually, all you can talk amongst yourselves. Okay, I think that's it right there. That looks like it might be it. That would be really cool.
That's horrifying.
What?
I don't even understand what the point of that was. That is
all right.
Just
so
horrifying.
Just shut up for a minute. Let me finish this for you. So, the NBA is supposed to, this is supposed to be family friendly. At least that's, I don't go to these games, so I don't know. And so they're telling me this is all family friendly stuff, right? You can take the kids, you can watch it, right? I mean, I could see a 17-year-old boy loving this, right? But I don't know. Remember the girl that used to do that thing, Stop the Insanity? Remember her? This reminds me of her. So let's see. You gotta see this. This is interesting at best. Look at the truck. Watch this. This is family friendly? There we go, right there. So, let me bring her on. God, are you still with us? Have you hung up? You gone your own separate way, have you? Kimberly Marin joins us, as she does every week, to kind of kick off the week and get things rolling here. How you doing, Kimberly?
I don't know what the hell I'm watching right now. I don't know what this is supposed to be.
You know what? This is football. No?
Football?
I mean, this is the NBA. This is family-friendly entertainment. What the heck is wrong with you?
You know what? No. I go to Celtics games, and they don't have crap like that at Celtics games. That is just, I don't even know what that's supposed to be. And I like some rap music, but I don't even know. No, no, no. And if I had a kid, if I had a daughter there, I'd look at my daughter and I'd point and I'd say, don't you ever.
Well, again, this is a halftime show. What happened to the days of, you know, I don't know. You have athletes up there. Have magicians. I don't even know. You know, even the Michael Jackson days are better than this. This is crazy. You know?
No, Michael Jackson was amazing. I don't know. No. Just no. That's all I have to say. I'm for art and music, and I love all different kinds of art and music and whatever, but no. No. Just no.
All right. Well, again, I love doing the sports stuff because I'm not a big sports guy. So for me, it's not a big deal. I don't really.
It's not usually. You know what? Yeah. I've been to multiple sporting events and I've never seen anything like that.
Listen, this is the happy guy. Remember him? Farrell, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. Thing?
Really? The one who did that. The happy song. You really don't have any clue, huh?
No, are you thinking of you're thinking of the wrong guy. I know you're talking about. I like that song.
Yeah. Okay. I just
happy. That's a different guy. That's Cecil something, I think.
No, you're thinking of Forget You, right? No. What's that? Why? I'm having fun with this. Yeah, he wasn't very happy last night, though.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's him.
Wait.
No, I just... See, everybody's dancing in a happy... I can actually even under... You know what? I can even understand that dancing. But no, he was not happy. He was quite upset the night before. Anyway, okay, let's get...
Okay, I like that song, but the whatever
yeah.
was...
The other one's not going to work. No. Well, it's not going to work for either one of us, frankly. Anyway, this gun thing, so going back and forth, it's making me nuts. And I actually even had somebody call me out because they said that I said, you know, sound like one of those loons, that what's it called? These massive gun shootings never happen. I said that's not it. The way the left talks about this, we need to have less guns because more guns simply means more shootings. And I said if that's the case, there's about 280 million registered guns, and as you and I both know, being from the East Coast, there's a whole bunch more that aren't registered. So I said about 400 million guns. I'm being conservative here in this country. If what you're saying, if you loons on the left, if what you're saying is true, that more guns means more violence, means more mass shootings, why aren't they happening every hour on the hour? Not that I want them to, but I'm using your logic and your fractions and your math, why isn't it happening? Can you help me understand?
There's anywhere estimated from 80 to 90 million gun owners in this country. If we were a problem, they'd know it. Seriously, I mean, they would. It's not law-abiding gun owners who are committing heinous crimes or even other gun crimes. It's criminals. And it doesn't matter all the laws you pass because they're still going to practice them. But the worst part is that the left never tells the truth about guns or firearm laws. We have thousands of firearm laws in this country, across the country.
All right, when we come back, when we come back from the break, I want to talk more with you. I want to talk about the gun laws, what they're really like, not what they're saying they're like. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Scary. Some of you know I have a TV over my left shoulder. And every once in a while when I look over, it looks like Sean Hannity's yelling at me. I never know what I'm doing wrong. But anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Always appreciate. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know some people say that, but I know there's about 3,000 other shows that you could be listening to or watching, and you've chosen this one, and I very much appreciate it. Let me get back to my guest every week. Kimberly Morin joins us, as she does, to kind of set the week in motion. Right, Kimberly?
I got to get them all hepped up for the rest of the week.
God. You know, no. We're going to talk because I am so tired that it's the left is trying to do what they've always done. And they think if they scream the loudest, the longest, with the same mantra that it's going to work. And it worked really well for them with Trump, didn't it? And others, for that matter. I think they're going to lose big in the next election, but we can talk about that at a later time. So, you know, you were saying before the left never really tells the truth, especially about these gun laws, the gun statistics. When it comes to more gun laws, you know, they say we need tougher gun laws. Now, they keep saying the problem with the gun laws, too, is that, you know, pretty much anybody can pass a federal background check, just like this young man that killed, this young animal that killed 17 people last week. But that's not the whole story, is it?
Of course not. They seem to think there's no background checks, and they perpetrate that fraud mm-hmm. amongst the population. When you tell people that there already are background checks at every licensed gun dealer, they change their mind on increasing gun control. A lot of people don't actually know. A lot of people don't know a lot of the laws that already exist. I happen to be very, very familiar with them because I'm a two-way activist in my state legislature. And believe me, legislators, a lot of them don't know the laws either, even though they're lawmakers. But they just don't know. You know, they don't know there's all kinds of reasons people are prohibited from purchasing or even possessing a firearm. They don't know that list. And anyone out there who doesn't know it, you can look up ATF form 4473. And if anyone lies on that form to try to get a firearm, they can be prosecuted for it at their state or federal level. Depends on what the how they run the checks in their state. But there's, you know, people are like, oh, anybody can sell a firearm. No, there's rules. If you're in the business of selling firearms, you have to be federally licensed by the federal government. And you have to conduct background checks. There's no such thing as a gun show loophole. Yes, there are private sales. But if you knowingly sell to a prohibited person, you can serve up to 10 years in prison. No one's going to do that or risk that. So they just, they make up stuff. They literally pull it out of their behinds, throw it against the wall to see what sticks. And unfortunately, we have a lot of really uninformed people.
Stupid. It's okay to say stupid. Stupid's all right.
Well, no. Listen, I've been talking with people for the past several days, nonstop, sleeping for a few hours, explaining about firearms. And the thing is, people think, an AR-15 is an assault rifle. No. Civilians can't own military-grade firearms. We can't own anything that the military has for their weaponry. AR-15, it stands for Armalite, which was just the original maker, and it's just a semi-automatic rifle that works the same way as a semi-automatic pistol. Same exact way. It's just big and black and scary.
If you're going to make sense, you know, I can't play with you because it's just, you know, it's too hard for me to deal with. But you're right. They don't have the information. It's just like I was watching these notes coming out that the store, Florida gun shops, there's no state requirement to have a state license for a Florida gun shop. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, they're just too dumb because even if I respond to this, they're not going to get it. You cannot sell a gun in this country in a retail outlet without, at minimum, a federal firearms license, right?
Correct. Yep. And I saw that same news report, and I lambasted the heck out of CNN for that on Twitter.
Did you?
You know, because they're lying. They're flat-out lying, or they're, like, trying to spin it so, oh, well, we're not really lying, but we're not really telling the truth either. And this is the problem, because, you know, I see a lot of people who are on the right and who are Second Amendment supporters, supposedly, but now they're saying, but. Now they're trying to say, well, maybe 18-year-olds shouldn't be able to buy rifles, or maybe we should ban or have more restrictions on AR-15s. And I'm like, why do you want to give up any of your rights? Because you're being blamed for the actions of a psychopathic
murderer. Have a nut job.
The politicians dropped the ball on him. They didn't have protection, the kids protected at the school, at the door, watching someone go in, even though we have that at courthouses, Congress, state houses, everywhere, but not our kids. And then the mental health laws have been changed since the 70s. We have no more mental health institutions, or very few. We have, they have made the laws, political hacks, ACLU, and psychiatrists made the laws. No, we can let these psychopathic people out. They just need to be on medicine.
But let me ask you a question.
And they don't even know. Yeah, they don't even know what that medicine does.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with everything you just said. But are you of the ilk that, you know, this guy, the cops have been to this kid's house 20, and I say kid, what is it, 21 times or 27 times? You know, he had a history of being nasty. He had a history of going zero to crazy. I mean, the stuff that he posted up. I mean, should there be, on somebody like that, in your mind, is there any kind of hold or watch or what do you put up? What do you do?
There is actually something called the Baker Act in Florida where they could have done that to him. I don't know why it wasn't done, or maybe it was done years ago and they just threw him on meds, which we all know sometimes those meds have side effects that are bad, and the people that are taking him, it might help for one thing and it causes something else, because those meds actually affect your brain.
Right.
You know? So I don't know, but the ball was dropped all around on this killer from all kinds of different areas, all political hacks involved. And when I say that, I say it because of the laws they put into place, the gun-free zones, they didn't protect the kids. But now those on the left are victimizing these kids again by using them as pawns to try to have them demand to take away their own rights. It's insanity.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with the fact that this is out of control. They won't deal. Every time I bring up mental health, they jump down my throat. And I don't care. You know I'm pretty stubborn. So when they jump down my throat, I just laugh and go, okay, so apparently one of you or many of you have mental health issues either in yourself or around you, in your family, and this possibly couldn't be it. But we have people that are sick. We have a bunch of people taking meds for bipolar. Now, I'm not making fun of anybody, but if you're taking meds for bipolar and you see what people do when they get off the meds, even for a day or two, those are not people I want to have guns, cannons, tanks, or their finger on the nuclear button. Sorry, it's just not there. Anyway.
Well, that's why Hillary Clinton wasn't elected. Sorry.
Ooh. Okay, and they can send their emails to you. That's right. Anyhow. No, and the other thing I love about this, I know you didn't catch the show the other night, but I did the whole thing on mass shootings, a whole hour, and I'm still trying to find an answer. Nobody has answered the question for me yet. A whole hour of, okay, people, I have 421 people that were killed in mass shootings from 1979 to date, okay? 421 from the year 1900 to the year 1979, I can't get to 200. So what's changed? Guns were easier to get in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. What has changed? I think it's society. I think it's moral values. I think it's the way we've not taught our children that there's any value in anything or anyone anywhere. What do you think?
I mean,
I believe in evil.
The whole thing. Pardon?
You know, I believe in evil. I believe that there's evil out there.
There's been, humans have been killing humans since the beginning of time. That has always existed. Long before any firearms were ever invented, humans have been killing humans. There are just some humans that are evil. We, regular people can't grasp this because we can't get into the mind of someone. Why
you can't
they would
get
ever
that evil.
This.
You're right.
Yeah.
All right, no, we got to go for a quick break. Yeah. Pause it, and I'll let you dump on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Kimberly Moreno will still be with me after the break. Don't go far.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get her right in here because I know she's like exploding around the edges to say her piece. Kimberly Moran joins me as she does every week. Always kind of kick off the week with her and the things that are happening. Kimberly, first, thanks for being with me. Second, tell people where they can find you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, Granite Grok, and Conservative IND on Twitter.
You know, you get more readers if you just change it to New Hampshire Buzz. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd get the wrong readers. They'd be all half in the bag.
Anyway, so, you know, I was looking some stuff up that the major shootings around the globe. And, you know, people are going to say, well, you moron. Most countries don't let you have guns. Yeah, I know, because that works out so well in Mexico, right? plus other places. Anyway, but, you know, you look at places like Russia where they have, like, a shooting every once in a while. I guess the problem is that when you're tried and shot within, you know, 5 days, it's not something you want to go out and try to do on your own, right? When they go through the legal system there, I mean, they grab you.
Actually, no, I think they're trying to lighten up their gun laws over the past few years. I was just reading something about that. I'd have to double check. But yeah. I think they're making their gun laws less strict except for certain firearms.
Ah.
And Australia didn't really truly have a gun ban. Oh. Yeah, it was a gun ban, but they didn't take everyone's firearms.
We have a decent-sized Australian audience. And Joe Simiana, who does his own radio show down there, he's come on the show a couple times to go, you know, basically say, you Americans are fools because you fall for everything they tell you about us. Here's the real deal. And he lays it out. He lays out what the real gun laws are, and they make sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And they didn't ban all the firearms. It was the gun laws were very specific. Yes, they did take some, and they did essentially try to confiscate or buy back whatever.
Yeah.
But there's still plenty of firearms in Australia.
Well, come on. You know, I love these people say, no, you can't get a gun in Australia. Right. So how exactly do you hunt some of the creatures they have in Australia? With a slingshot? I mean, seriously.
You cannot live in Australia and not have a firearm to kill their spiders.
Well.
I'm sorry. Flamethrower ain't going to cut it for those big things.
There's always a bow and arrow, right? I mean, what the hey? So
spiders move too fast for me. I'm not doing that.
I've seen some of the size of those. But seriously, you know, back to the seriousness, you know, and talking with people and saying, look, you look at places, and they get mad when you bring it up, but it's a true statement. You know, you talk about places like Chicago. You talk about places like, you know, New York and Miami. We go through the whole country with places where they have high crime rates. You're not supposed to have guns. So, you know, I don't know what it's going to take. I don't think we're ever going to be able to drive it home to the left. Don't get me wrong. But I am concerned where they play on people's emotions, that people don't look at facts. They only, you know, got to save the kids, right? Got to save the kids.
Well, and this is why I have been gently providing facts to people. I also happen to be a rifle instructor. I've offered lessons and training to people who don't know anything about them. That's kind of the scary part, and it's intentional. The media plays into it. They're not telling the truth. Remember last week that Everytown published that there was 18 school shootings since January 2018. Even the left-wing Washington Post debunked that and said they're lying.
Yeah.
One of the shootings they counted was a guy who decided to commit suicide in the parking lot of a school that was closed down. Not even open, like, at all.
Well,
that's
hey.
What they count.
God. Right.
So they got called out for that. But, you know, the thing is, you can't have, like I said, you can't have an honest discussion if you don't start out with facts. We all want the same outcome. But you can't get there if you can't have an honest discussion in the middle of it.
No, I agree with you. And yet, but there's more to it than that. You know, it's really funny when they talk about the numbers and what's going on in these schools, and the left, right? The big tent left, the one that, you know, they're open to all kinds of ideas. I keep asking them when I run into them on Facebook and other places, or they call or what have you, say, look, I want you to tell me what you mean by stricter gun laws, because, you know, we're sitting here, you want comprehensive immigration, I want comprehensive immigration, yours is no wall, mine's a big wall. We don't speak the same language. So when you say you want tougher gun laws, first of all, I'd like to know, what do you know about gun laws now, if anything, other than what you've heard on TV?
That's the first step in the problem, is they don't even know the thousands of gun laws that already exist.
Right.
The second step is they don't want to admit it. Some of them do. They want a gun ban, gun confiscation, far more restrictions. They want, I mean, God, come on, look at Massachusetts and California. I left Massachusetts because I was treated like a criminal for daring to want to protect myself from criminals. So I know what it's like when you hand over your rights, because I wasn't paying attention before that. So this is why people cannot budge on this, because it's not a gun problem. It's not a Second Amendment problem. It's not a law-abiding gun owner problem. It's problems with the people who are committing these crimes. It's problems with not protecting our kids and mental health laws.
Did Massachusetts do away with the concealed carry if you had a license?
No, you can still get one, but it just you're treated like a literally treated like a criminal in order to do so. It takes about 3 months. It's this huge, long process you have to go through. And let me tell you something, Joe. New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine are all constitutional carry states, which means you don't need permission from the governor, or the government, to purchase or carry a firearm. We're all the safest states in the country.
I was just going to say, so they must be shooting them up every day around there, right? But no, you're three of the safest states in the country. I love it. I think. And didn't we just see something? Was it Montana? I think it was Montana. If it's the wrong state, just tell me. But they have pretty much more guns than most other states, and their crime rates have been dropping and dropping and dropping. But
shocker.
I thought more guns brought more crime. At least that's what they keep telling me.
No, more criminals bring more crime, and that is the problem. We blame an inanimate object for the actions of a human. And that's where the left fails every single time. Because, you know, when Muslims commit jihad, the first thing they say is, you cannot blame all Muslims for the actions of this one guy. Oh, no, but you morons will blame all law-abiding gun owners for the actions of one guy. Mm-hmm. Shut it.
Well, and again, I go back to the same thing. Somebody said it in the chat room earlier. I'm in total agreement. You know, I believe that evil exists, and it exists big time. And we have given our kids nothing. Look at the deadness in the eyes of these young people that commit these crimes. Even the older ones, but most of them committed by the young ones, you know? And then I said it when we heard about the outbreak of this shooting. I said, you know what? I'm gonna reserve any comment because I'm telling you, we're gonna find out that people knew he was off, knew that he was a problem, knew he was nasty, and did nothing about it. Now, I was a little wrong in the fact that I guess the parents had called the police a boatload of times, but they didn't do anything. They didn't put them on the list. The FBI didn't do what they were supposed to do. And in all fairness, the FBI does stop, you know, hundreds of these things from happening every year, I'd say, you know. And not maybe as big as this, but hundreds of these kind of shootings or plots to do this kind of stuff. So I don't want to put them down for missing one, a terrible one, mind you, but missing one nonetheless. So,
right.
Anyway.
We're never going to resolve this because we can't talk about the facts. It's never going to be resolved.
It's emotional.
Never.
Right?
Yeah.
It's emotional. Why would you put the kid? See, and I would come back with the other thing. Let's do what the Jews do. Let's do what the Israelis do. You want to keep the kids safe? Let's put armed guards, you know, on campus. Not every 10 feet. They try to make it sound like you're going to make it like a compound, you know, a prisoner's compound. No. Go look at what they do in Israel. They got a couple of armed guards. The teachers are taught how to use guns should anything happen. And they're in one of the worst places for anything happening, are they not?
Exactly. Okay, so and I hear other people on the right even saying really stupid analogy. So when a few people decided to hijack airplanes and crash them into the World Trade Center, all of a sudden, some moron came up with some great idea to molest every man, woman, and child who goes through an airport. Like, we're all guilty. That is a complete infringement upon our rights, because if anyone ever touched me like that in public, I'd knock them out. But we allow that. It's wrong. How many more rights are we going to give up because of the actions of a few when there's other things that could be done?
Oh, I agree with you. It seems like we can't look to any other country to the way they do things. Unless it's something to do with socialism, but we can deal with that another day. Go ahead and tell people where to find you, because we're up against it.
New Hampshire Political Buzz. I'm going to see. I'm sorry. I'm allergic to gun control.
You
can check me out at ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen, next hour, we're going to deal with that big tent left. We're going to deal with love Trump's hate, except when it doesn't. I'm Joe Messina. That should bring you back, because you don't know what I'm talking about. We'll be back in a few minutes.